1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. People held a vigil in Dallas tonight for Officer Darren Burks, who was shot to death last night while sitting in his patrol car by a man police say just came up to him, started talking, and shot him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Darren Burks, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what he did for us.
Several other officers were wounded before a chase, and then cops shot the gunman to death. A doctor accused of playing a role in the ketamine overdose death of Matthew Perry in his first appearance in federal court in Los Angeles agreed to a plea deal. He's stripped of his medical license. Up 8.5% from last year. Today expected to be the busiest day at most airports. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein.
TSA has been in existence for 23 years. And of those 23 years, the top 10 busiest days ever have all happened this summer. So it's been a very, very busy summer.
Another up day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. A Brazil native and convicted killer who escaped a Pennsylvania jail last year back in court today.
Convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante climbed two jail walls in an exercise yard and a razor wire fence while awaiting transfer to a state prison to begin a life sentence. The escapee led authorities on a manhunt for nearly 2 weeks, stealing a dairy farm truck and breaking into a homeowner's garage before he was caught with the help of a plane's thermal imaging. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
California has become the first state in the country to pass a bill that bans six ingredients in foods served at public schools. The forbidden chemicals, food dyes found in various food items, have been linked to behavioral difficulties and decreased attention among children. The governor must still sign the law. Federal regulators say consumers should immediately throw away a magnetic chess game because of risks. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. When money people talk about retirement plans, they'll usually start talking about 401ks. But if you are one of the 57 million Americans who doesn't have a retirement plan from your job, I worked in restaurants for a long time, so I know, retirement planning can seem mysterious. I know, it really did for me. That's why today I'm talking about target date funds. That's the retirement tool that I used when I did not have a job with a 401k. I chose an investment fund with a target date. For me, it was the year I'm going to retire, you know, when I turn 65. And then I started putting money in the account, and the fund adjusts my investments over time, moving from higher return but riskier things to less risky things as my retirement date approaches. The hardest part of retirement investing is getting started. I hope this helps. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All over the state this weekend, law enforcement will be cracking down on drunk driving. Every year over Labor Day weekend, authorities participate in the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign. Police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers will all be part of extra patrols. With the prevalence of rideshare apps in many places, it's never been easier to get a safe ride home. And as a last resort, AAA is offering free tows all weekend. And if you'll be out on the water at all this weekend, please wear a life jacket. According to the Department of Natural Resources, 13 people have died on the water so far this season, and 9 of them weren't wearing life vests. Remember, under state law, you need to have one available for every person on board. And not just any life jacket, it needs to be one that fits them. Officials say alcohol and poor decision-making are the two biggest contributing factors to death on the water. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers have been exceeding expectations.
This team is, as soon as you think they're, I don't know about this club, they don't have this guy, who's this guy, they don't have enough of this, they don't have enough of that. they got enough of something.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our civic media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Currently, it's 66.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Labor Day edition of the show. We'll look back at Wisconsin history and Labor Day. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, couldn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake at the Fair. I'm really awake at the fair. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we're here at the fair. You can see the other camera is our store here, and Mike is on. Michael looks like he's on break here, reading a few emails, getting back
to people.
Hey,
shout out, Micah.
Hey, Haley just shouted you out, Micah. Give a wave to our fans out there.
Yeah, everyone come see our live stream. Live streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and AM950's Facebook.
Yeah, right on. So we... You know, today's been a really good day. A lot of people out here again. It's pretty amazing. Store's doing well. Come on by and come by and say hi. And I've already talked to a lot of people, Haley, and it's really been fun. Seen some former students. So it's a great Minnesota get together. I just came up with that.
Yeah, really. I've never heard of that before.
yeah, definitely. But yeah. Come on by, and it's really always good to see people and that listen to the show and listen to Civic Media, AM 950, and all our other outputs, as you mentioned. Hey, there's a couple things we wanted to talk about before we get State Senator Mary Kunish on, and one of them is our friend with big guitars. There's always a misnomer, Haley.
Yes, we got to shout out Vig Guitars and our good friend Angie Vig. Vig Guitars just won another Gold Minnesota's Best Award and for 2024. This is adding to their collection of one other gold and two silver awards. Vig Guitars, the player store, has been around for about 10 years now. Vig Guitars is indigenous, female owned, and they specialize in repairs and custom hand wound pickups. You can check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Vig Guitars or in-house at 595 Snelling Avenue, St. Paul, which is really, really close to the state fairgrounds.
So if you're coming from different parts of the state or different states, come on by to Vig's on your way to the fair. Tell them Haley sent you.
Hey, tell them, yeah, Native Roots Radio sent them. And yeah, Vig Guitars, they're just, you know, really, Angie's so great. And Angie Vig is all over the community and just doing really amazing work. And yeah, they sell more than just, you know, body guitars and checkups on guitars, but accessories as well. So if you have a musician or guitar player that you know of, friend or relative, they have some good gifts to pick up for them as well.
Well, and also, too, on Saturday, we want to talk about that. On Saturday, it's I know every day is Indigenous Day here on Native Roots Radio, but it will be Indigenous Day at the State Fair on Sunday, and we'll be excited to see everybody and then come, everybody rush the store.
Yes, yes, yes. So Indigenous Peoples Day at the Minnesota State Fair will be hosted again this year by NATIFS, which is North American Traditional Indigenous Food Systems, in Dan Patch Park at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds on Sunday, August 25th. Their main stage programming runs from 9 to 5 p.m., which will include musical entertainment, food education, displays of Indigenous culture. Plus, Natives will have over a dozen organizations from around our Native community joining all day with interactive activities and providing information and resources. Want to shout out some of our sponsors that will be out there on Indigenous Peoples Day. That includes NACD, Native American Community Development Institute, and NAC, Native American Community Clinic. So be sure to stop by their booths.
Yes, definitely. And we'll be there and we'll be hanging out. And maybe your Jaji will be out there too, and we can start a round dance or something.
Yeah, like the little family reunion at the State Fair, another get together.
Yeah, a great get together. So Haley, I know we only got a couple minutes here and we're gonna have the state senator on. I'm still really excited about the DNC, really excited about the polls coming in, and I've seen very few, but I'm always kind of taken aback here at the fair. I see a few fans that say they don't like walls, and it's just like, oh yeah, but it's only like I've only seen a few, like, and then every time I go up to the Democratic farmers labor booth up there, there's tons and tons and tons of people just meandering around buying swag and feeling good. So we're not trying to be negative about things, and we're trying to keep positive. And I really like what Kamala, the Vice President Harris, said last night about, you know, wanting everybody to be involved. You know, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican or anything like that. So that's a good way to start it. She also mentioned Israel. I don't know if you saw that, Israel, and she also mentioned Palestine. And so we were kind of on pins and needles when she said that she supported Israel. And then we were kind of going, and.
Yeah, waiting for it.
Right.
Yeah, finally she said something.
Yeah, and she has said things, but it was good to have it in contents and good to say it straight out like that. So
yeah, that's true.
Really excited. Yeah, I'm still... people are going, weren't you at the DNC? And I go, yeah, I was only there for a couple of days, and then I came back. You know,
just so the world traveler.
They think I'm all over the place, but really I'm sleeping half the time when I'm all over the place.
Well, hey, you're an elder. Who can blame you?
Right.
Can you tell, where is Native Roots Trading Post located at the Minnesota State Fair?
So where the sky and the earth merge.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. Okay. Wait, we're down in the West End.
West End Market.
Yeah, West End Market. And if you ever seen that old, it's a windmill, and I'm looking at it right now, and it's about, I'd say, 20 yards away. So if you're right next to the History Building, you take a hard right heading towards, I would say, southwest, and you'll run right into us, right?
So. Yeah. So, I need a GPS around there.
Yeah, well, I'll drop you a pin.
Oh, perfect. We did put up a map on Native Roots Radio and Native Roots Trading Post Instagram and Facebook. We circled where the Trading Post booth was, so that might be helpful for people.
So it'll be helpful for me when I get older, too. So keep that in the file so I can look it up.
I will. I'll be using it next week.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can come together and leave together.
Hey, yeah, I need my fried pickles. Easier.
Yeah, they're right down the street. And it's funny how old I am. I saw a former student of mine who is the head of a former student of mine, and she has a daughter who's probably the age that she was when I met her as a high school student working at the pickle store.
Wow. The best booth to work at for food.
Yeah. Did you work there?
No, I've never worked a food booth at the state fair, but I've heard many stories.
Well, you can, when you come out, you can kind of like hand out some stuff.
I will. I look forward to it.
Listen to the music here. Oh, wow.
I think it's a commercial time.
Right on. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and listen to the music. Oh, wow, at the fair. Sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey everyone, this is Ellie Krug, the host of Ellie 2.0 Radio Podcast. I'm here to remind you about the Carver County Pride Festival on Saturday, August 31st, from 11 a.m. to 6. The festival will take place at the Carver County Fairgrounds in Waconia. It's a family-friendly event for all ages. We'll have face painting for the kids, yoga, live music, drag bingo, and more than 50 vendor booths. The event is free, so please come. Check out the Pride Festival on August 31 in Waconia by Googling Carver County Pride Festival 2024. I hope to see you there.
Everyone likes a litter-free ride on Metro Transit buses and trains, so pitch in. Take pride in your ride and take your trash off with you when you get off at your stop. You'll find trash bins at every Metro station. Want to help clean up transit stops in your neighborhood? Join the hundreds who volunteer to adopt a stop and keep it picked up. Learn more at metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop. That's metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop.
It's back to school time, which means getting back to school ready. One important thing to add to your to-do list this year is making sure your child is up to date on their vaccinations. Getting vaccinated will help your family avoid missing out on school, activities, work, family events, and vacation. Keep your family healthy by talking with your health care provider or visiting our free vaccination clinics in Minneapolis. Visit the City of Minneapolis website and search for vaccine clinics. A message from the Minneapolis Health Department.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and wish you were here, State Senator. I know you like the fair, and I'm here at the fair, and it's a beautiful day at the fair, and good to see you on our fun Friday.
Hey, Mataki Ape, everybody. Yes, I'm really jealous of you being down there this evening already, but I have a couple of days that I am planning on being down there, so not to worry. I know that Sunday is Indigenous Peoples Day at the State Fair, and I'm going to start off my morning by hanging out in the Education Building for a couple hours at the Senate booth. I don't know how many of you come out and visit the legislators at the fair, but in the Education Building in the far back, We have the House and the Senate booths, and we try to staff that with at least two of our members all the time. Some of our staff is there at all times. You can ask all kinds of questions to your legislator or somebody else's legislator, and there's always a questionnaire. It's almost like filling out a ballot. So there are a bunch of questions for Minnesotans, like, should we make cursive writing mandatory again? Should we pass an ERA statement into our state constitution? Should, you know, back in the day, should the blueberry muffin be our state muffin? So those are the kind of questions that they come up with. I haven't seen the list yet of our questions for this year, but Sunday morning from 10 to noon, I will be at that booth. So I hope you folks, the early bird state fair people, come and stop in and say hello.
Well, I will definitely. I'm off work. I won't be working the fair again until Monday, Tuesday. So maybe I can stop up there and talk to you.
That would be good. I'm sure you've got some burning questions for our legislator.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of on cloud nine right now, so I have to wait for that to settle down. But I'm really, really been excited this past week. As you probably know, State Senator, I was at the DNC for 2 days, and that was electric. And we got to see, I got to be at home to see the walls and also the vice president's speech, among others. And we're ready to rock and roll.
I think a lot of people are. Last night I was at a watch party up in Coon Rapids with the Senate district up there. They invited me to join them and say a few words. And honestly, so very excited for this prospect of having a Black, Asian president. And then, of course, somebody like our own Governor Walz to partner with her. And I really do think they are going to be a great, great partnership. The energy between the two of them and that they expose is just, it's kind of electric. And like you said, you were on cloud nine. I thought that was maybe because you're now a grandpa. But things are really moving along. And when I checked in while you were all talking about the uncommitted group that was staked out in front of the DNC, I know they had some real hopes to be able to make a statement or to, you know, plead their case, which didn't happen. But I know that they didn't give up, and they were constant outside the building trying to influence our soon-to-be president and vice president to do something real, you know. And I think what the biggest request is to stop selling arms to Israel, and then, of course, to make sure we get that ceasefire.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's common sense, and we need to. What's really cool, though, I believe, and we've witnessed that with our governor, is that we're able to push him in a good way, where if we were having somebody else as president, you know, I remind everyone, the second day that Trump was president, he okayed the Dakota Access Pipeline. The second day.
I know. Yeah, we can't forget those kind of things when, you know, and as an elected official, we are always coming under criticism for this or for that. Sometimes things we have no control over, or, you know, that's not our area of expertise, and folks expect us to be experts on everything when they want to talk about it, when it's their issue. But I think one of the most important things that I appreciate is learning from everybody and hearing all of these issues. There are things I have no idea about. I was at a class reunion last weekend, don't even ask me how many years, and an old classmate kind of started, you know, getting into me about how we don't put any money into aviation. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. This guy's a pilot. Long story short, he wants the legislature to give more money for more hangars at the small airports. And I'm like, I really have no knowledge or expertise information about that. Come and talk to me. Come and talk to your own legislator. So in this instance, with the uncommitted at the DNC, I think that they were doing a heck of a lot of education. And I know our Ilhan Omar, who supports our ticket for president, vice president, was out there showing her empathy and her support. And she herself, of course, is a refugee herself and experienced it. And I think I've told you that my kids are, their dad is Lebanese. And so yep. A couple of them were in Lebanon one summer when all hell broke out in Beirut and they had to be evacuated. And, you know, just trying to get them evacuated from the United States, you know, they, thank heavens they had a cell phone to call, but they were back and forth from the mountains to the beach, trying to get to the port to get on a boat, a U.S. boat, to get them out of there. I can't even imagine. I mean, I think back with the panic I was in. I can't even imagine what it's like for people that are living it day after day, and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed on both sides. And we do need a ceasefire. It just has to stop.
Yeah, and I think I read somewhere that 70%, at least 70%, were for a ceasefire. So, again, the Democratic Party is right in line, and we just need to keep on talking about it. And, again, if the Republicans were in office, there's no way we're pivoting. We're ending up, you know, not having a voice and not being heard. So that's what's important, too. People like yourself learning. When your constituents come, and it seems like the last couple of weeks we've talked a lot about that, not you and I, but just generally in the show, that how important it is and how civic-minded it is to come see your legislator at the Capitol, and that you guys put on your pants the same way as everyone, one leg at a time, you know?
Yep, we're pretty regular people in a lot of ways, so... Again, come see us at the state fair, back to the state fair. You know, every day there are legislators, both from the House and the Senate, that are scheduled to be there and be at your beck and call. And please stop in and say hello to us in the education building.
Yeah, that's fun. And I know you've told me about that. I ran up there yesterday a little late, and then I went to the food building and got something to eat. But it's always great to go up to that building, and there's a lot of things going on there, but go see your senators and representatives. That's what it's for. And go see State Senator Mary Kunish.
Definitely on Sunday, 10 to 2.
Right.
And then
on.
I get to take a tour of the milk you can drink booth, and then I'll see the behind the scenes there, and then get a tour of the dairy, you know, the ice cream area there, and the behind the scenes of the Princess K of the Milky Way area. So that'll be kind of fun. You know, for 2 years I actually worked in the dairy building, supervising what? Kids. Yep. Supervising kids in the evening. It was when I just started teaching and needed some extra money. And I'd do the late shift and go in there and eat all the ice cream I wanted, all the dairy products that they brought in and kept in the cooler. And one of the fun things is that different vendors switch their product. So we could get a big bucket of cookies and hand out a little bit of ice cream. I don't know if they still do that, but it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, I, truth be told, State Senator, that was one of my stops last night, and I had a chocolate malt right out of there. And also, this is how old I am. I remember all you could drink milk for 5 cents, and we were appalled when it went up to 15.
Yeah. Yeah, those were the days. I'm sure, Robert, you went to the fair. And Haley, I don't know about you as a kid.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. People held a vigil in Dallas tonight for Officer Darren Burks, who was shot to death last night while sitting in his patrol car by a man police say just came up to him, started talking, and shot him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Darren Burks, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what he did for us.
Several other officers were wounded before a chase, and then cops shot the gunman to death. A doctor accused of playing a role in the ketamine overdose death of Matthew Perry in his first appearance in federal court in Los Angeles agreed to a plea deal. He's stripped of his medical license. Up 8.5% from last year. Today expected to be the busiest day at most airports. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein.
TSA has been in existence for 23 years. And of those 23 years, the top 10 busiest days ever have all happened this summer. So it's been a very, very busy summer.
Another up day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It really does feel like we're the center of the presidential election here in the Badger State. This week, we had a visit from President Donald Trump in La Crosse, and then his running mate for Vice President J.D. Vance was in De Pere, and then the Democrats will be back here next week. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee on Monday, and President Joe Biden will be in southwestern Wisconsin on Tuesday. And expect some heavier traffic this weekend, of course. Domestic travel is expected to be 9% higher than it was last year. And a gallon of gas is 34 cents cheaper than last year, too. AAA says the busiest times on the road are Friday afternoon. Luckily, that's behind us now. And all day Monday, so just be ready to be patient. Airports are also expected to be swamped. Enjoy, and wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, please be safe on this long weekend. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a celebrity, every summer is the summer to get drunk in the Hamptons and run off the road. But this is the summer to get caught doing so. First, it was Justin Timberlake, and now we'll add disgraced TV host Matt Lauer's daughter, Rami, to the list. Page Six reports that Rami, 20 years old and an avid equestrian, went off the road in the early morning hours of July 5th and fled the scene, but left a license plate behind. Someone should have told her that horses don't need license plates. The hat worn by Harrison Ford in the movie Indiana Jones Temple of Doom recently sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000, or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Currently at 62 degrees.
I thought I had to quit opioids all on my own, but my doctor set me straight. They told me opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, just like heart disease or diabetes, that you don't manage with willpower alone. So now I take medications that work to curb the cravings and, when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I've learned that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Find out how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavlov.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we're here at the fair, and also we are here with our friend State Senator Mary Kunish, and we're talking about a lot of good things. And I always love Friday and talking to you, State Senator, because you always have a great positive spin on things, you know, and that's probably from your teaching days and also with your big family, and it's who you are. So I really appreciate you.
Yeah, I find, you know, it's that old saying, you get more with honey than vinegar. But, you know, times are always tough. We're always going to have a lot of challenges, and you can let yourself get dragged down and mucked down into those. But find a way to work towards something positive, you know, to find a good way out of the issue at hand. And, you know, a lot of times you can do it. You can, if you just keep a positive attitude. And I think we saw that positive attitude for the last 4 or 5 days in Chicago, that's for sure.
Well, and two, I think not only because of Governor Walz, but like the work you have done in Minnesota, along with the other legislators and the governor and the lieutenant governor, have really amplified what's going on nationally. And I really believe that, you know, they're talking about the bills that you passed and he signed, like free lunch all over the nation. And people are going, that makes so much sense. And why don't we do this? And other bills too, State Senator.
100%, you know, thanks for saying that and for recognizing the work of the legislators, because we need a governor that is on our side, that has the same priorities and values and goals. And Governor Walz was our guy. You know, that we didn't always agree with everything that he did. He didn't always agree with all of our legislature, but he was willing to learn, just like we were talking about where we were coming from. And he would listen to the people who were advocating for this legislation. And we legislators, even though we have the majority Democrat in Minnesota, we still differ and had to work really hard to continue to get each other to recognize the value in certain pieces of legislation. And it's the legislators that get those bills passed on the floor, trying to get Republicans and others to join us in our legislation. And then at the end of the day, we send it to the governor, and he can say yay or nay right there. He can stop it, or he can continue moving it on into reality. And he did that. He did that with school lunches, no cost breakfast or lunch for any of our students. Ethnic studies. He addressed book banning, which is near and dear to my heart as a library media specialist for so long. And there were times where he had to send some of those bills back to us and say, you need to keep working on that. And I think that that's the kind of leadership that we're going to see out in D.C. But I do appreciate you giving us a shout out and giving us the credit for the hard work that we do. And we do it during the interim, even though we're not a full-time legislature, we're always working and looking out for what's best for our constituents and the state.
Yeah, yes, you are. And I thought of you and colleagues, but I really thought of you when the governor spoke about we're teachers, we get things done. And
yes.
Then also State Senator, we'll talk about that in a second, but also what he talked about doing the lunch. I don't know if you've ever done lunch. I did one trimester, and that was enough lunch duty.
It's lunch duty can be, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let me just be clear. You know, you've got kids that have terrible manners, no manners, kids that won't eat, kids that are looking for everybody's food to eat, trading their lunches, arguing. But then you see some really great things happening, the relationships that develop over the years, you know, even with kids in different classes. You know, it's a huge melting pot of our our student population when you go into the lunchroom. And I would sometimes get called down to help in the lunchroom, and I'd be like, oh, I don't want to go down there, blah, 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 blah. But honestly, what a great way to get to know the kids in your school. And for me, as a library media specialist, I got to know every single kid because they visited my library and I did instruction every week with them. So I could walk in there and know exactly who's who and what's what. And you grow a few gray hairs when every time you walk in and out of that place. So, yeah.
Only one trimester, and that was early in my career. And it was just daunting. There was no break for me. That's why it's funny that the governor talked about that, because he did it for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. And I'm going, God bless you.
No,
I did it one trimester.
That was enough, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I kind of have dreams about that. But so getting things done, we're excited. And now the work begins, right? And one of the things that we really want to talk about and keep talking about is not only how important it is for the presidential, but all the down elections from there too. And I don't know how to put it, but that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Right up and down the ticket. This is another election year. As a senator, the senators in Minnesota aren't up for re-election because we have a 4-year cycle, but we have city council, school board, mayors, county commissioners. We have all of our House members. All of them are up for election, and then of course the presidential election, and those are you know, every single one of those roles plays a part in our community and the well-being of our community, from city council all the way up to the president's office. And I'm always saying this, please get to know or look up who's running for office. You can go to the Secretary of State's website. They have all the candidates listed there. They give you a sample ballot. They have links to the candidates so you can get to know them. And when you find one or two or three or four who you feel really, really do the work that you'd like them to do, or you think they will do the work that you hope they will do, please get out and support them in the best way possible. Campaigns aren't cheap, so donations are always appreciated. Door knocking. I'm going to go out door knocking with Ann Stewart Johnson next Saturday. If anyone wants to join me, she's coming back to the Minnesota Senate. Just love that woman. That's another thing, is when you find a legislator that returns, you know that they are dedicated to the work that they're doing. So ask how you can help. There are a million different ways: writing postcards, making phone calls, door knocking, lit dropping, but we all need the help one way or the other. Not me this time around, but find somebody that you can believe in and get out there and help them in the best way possible.
Yeah, good point. And it was exciting to hear people talk about the $500 million that the vice president has gotten in the last 4 weeks, the $500 million. But also, I believe what the other side is worried about is that all these people that signed up to volunteer, and what you're mm-hmm. talking about, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the boots on the ground that really, really makes the difference. And it's amazing what you learn about your community, not just as a candidate, but also as somebody knocking for a candidate. I see neighborhoods I never knew existed. Yeah. I hear issues that I never would have thought about in a million years. And you know, you build those trusting relationships where if there is a problem, somebody knows that they can go and talk to a legislator about it and they'll listen to the issue. And so it's really that relationship building process. And sometimes it's hard to get yourself dressed and get out there. But every time I do, I come back with another nugget of information or support. Yeah, it's really an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I would like to talk to you as a constituent of the Minnesota State Legislature is really look into the civics class from when they're very young, and we'll get more people engaged, and it won't be how they feel maybe a secret society or whatever, and you're only learning it, half learning it, you know, in one semester your senior year. Let's have that being taught as young as first grade, you know.
Yeah. We're working on those things at the legislature. I'm the chair of education finance. And so we do have an civics requirement for graduation now. And with our social studies and our ethnic studies requirements, all of those things are going to be part of it, because it's not just, like you said, a one and done class. You build on it. You build on understanding how your community works, what is needed, how we can all work together, how we can value each other's history and past and humanity. You don't just learn that in one semester. And I'm really glad you brought that up. Ooh, do you agree with me, Sylvia? Yeah? Do you agree? Yeah, Sylvia, she can hardly wait to get to school.
Yes, and but we'll miss her on Fridays.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be a few years yet, I think. We got to get these girls potty trained so they can get into preschool, you know? That's been our summer goal, yeah.
Thank you so much, State Senator Mary Kunish. We'll see you Sunday here at the State Fair. Go up and see her at the education building, and then come on down to the store, and then go see all the Native American stuff.
Great Sunday is Indigenous Peoples Day, so there's lots going on. Thank you so much. Wopila Tanka.
We'll see you. We'll be right back with Wendy Pilot and our sacred animals portion of the show.
Everyone likes a litter-free ride on Metro Transit buses and trains, so pitch in. Take pride in your ride and take your trash off with you when you get off at your stop. You'll find trash bins at every Metro station. Want to help clean up transit stops in your neighborhood? Join the hundreds who volunteer to adopt a stop and keep it picked up. Learn more at metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop. That's metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
And here's Wendy with the new sacred animals.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Today, as everyone knows, I'm sure Robert's been talking about it. He is at the Minnesota State Fair, and we have a little store there in the West End Market called Native Roots Trading Post. And we have lots of good, fun stuff in there. So actually, some of my art is there. I painted a bison, and the bison print is on T-shirts and cards. I also made some jewelry, some beautiful pendants, resin pendants that have native corn and wild rice. When I make these items, I, you know, have a good way of my soul. I feel like good, and I smudge, and I make sure, you know, that I'm making this jewelry in a good way. So yeah, check it out. West End Market, Native Roots Trading Post. A couple of days ago, Robert put up a post on his Facebook page, and I really loved it. I'm going to tell you about it now. A whale was giving birth in False Bay. So False Bay is a bay in the Atlantic Ocean on the south side of the Cape Peninsula in South Africa. And the whale was giving birth, and sharks came, right, to get the baby. But hundreds of dolphins appeared out of nowhere and swam in circles around the whale, keeping her safe and keeping the sharks away. And the dolphins stayed with her until her and her baby were safe. And then the dolphins escorted them both to safety. And I can't say enough about these beautiful, majestic mammals that live in our ocean. They're just something else. So I want to ask everyone to boycott SeaWorld or any other aquarium that keeps these beautiful beings in captivity. Just don't go and tell people about it. You know, listen, I used to do a lot of stupid things when I didn't know. I did it out of ignorance, but once I learned that I didn't do it anymore. So hopefully I won't continue to do too many more stupid things in my life. Hopefully by this time I've learned a lot, but listen, I'm learning stuff every day. All right, so I've been saving these memes that I found on Facebook that I think are really funny. So for Fun Fact Friday, we will just talk about these funny memes. So here's a couple. It's a dog, two dogs, a wife and a husband dog, and a wife and a husband dog, and they're walking towards each other on the path, and they're meeting up and they're talking. And the wife dog says, we've been married 1 year today. And then the husband whispers to the couple, feels like seven. I thought that was kind of funny. Robert has this joke that he says all the time if we're out and about and people ask us, like, how long have you guys been married? And I'll say, oh, 23 years. And Robert will say, yeah, it feels like 23 minutes underwater. So Robert always says that. He's going to have to come up with new material. The people hearing the joke think it's funny, but I mean, I've heard it a million times already, but anyway, okay, here is a little dog, and he's working in an ice cream shop, and there's a sign that says, got a cone, get a cone free. So there's a dog that's walking in that has a cone on its neck, and he's getting a free ice cream cone, and he's saying, you guys are the best. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute. This one's kind of funny. So this is a dog in a therapy session, and the dog is laying on the couch, and the therapist says to the dog, have you ever asked her, is it possible she had a reason to go out on that walk without you? And this reminds me of our dog Wanda, you know, because I take her with me so many times. You know, if I could take her wherever I go, I bring her. You know, I mean, she travels on the plane with me back and forth to New York, you know, and I keep her crate in our car set up at all times so that, okay, we're going to pick up Chinese food. All right, Wanda, come on. You know, do you want to go for a ride and come with us? And she just comes, you know. So, you know, I could see Wanda, you know, when I say goodbye to her and I can't take her, she gets really sad. We found out that she goes to the basement and stays down there while we're gone. So we put a bed down there for her. So hopefully she lays in the bed. I don't know. We should set up a camera and see what she does. But if I'm away from the house and I saw her like pacing or being anxious or crying, I think that it would kill me and I have to just come home. Anyway,
Here's a cute little meme, and this is a beautiful little kitty cat, and it says, a lot of people are confused by the concept of cat ears. So here's a little guide. 0 to 1 year old, just a little baby. 1 to 3 years old, just a little baby. 4 years to 9 years old, just a little baby. 10 years plus, it's just a little baby. So cats are always just a little baby. I could definitely attest to that. Here's one that says, be like a crow. Collect shiny things. Hop happily down the street for no apparent reason. Whatever you eat, eat with joy. Scream loudly when you see your friends. And Robert and I have a group of crows that visit our house almost daily. And a couple of them will go on the top of our garage roof and squawk really loud. And, you know, Robert will be like, oh, my friends are here. And I'll be like, Robert, the crows are here. And they come and they squawk and we throw out peanuts to them. And a lot of them will take a couple of peanuts in their mouth and fly away. But a few of them will go into the bird bath and drop the peanuts in the bird bath and wet them. And then, you know, you see them like hammering on it to open the shell and eat them right there. They're really, really smart animals. And they say that they could recognize people, you know, once they know who you are, they'll recognize you. So I'm sure as we're walking around our neighborhood with Wanda, the crows are out there and maybe they're saying, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's Wendy and Robert. They, you know, feed us, they feed us those peanuts and bird seeds and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully they do. They're really, really smart. There's a really cute story of a little girl in Europe. And she that's what she was doing every morning on her way to school. She would drop off like peanuts or popcorn or seeds or whatever she had. And the birds got to know her. And they knew where she lived, and they brought her things. And she had this collection. You could Google it and just ask, you know, a girl who got shiny objects from crows. And she collected them like in a little box. And the crows would pick up like little shiny things that they would find, or a little, you know, shiny rocks, and they would bring it and leave it for her. And it was like really, really a cute thing. And she really cherished these little gifts. And I'll tell my crows every time I go out there, like, where are our gifts? Like, I want some shiny, shiny stuff. So go out there and find some shiny stuff and leave them for us. Because, like, we feed them all year round, right? Well, I put fresh water out every day. We fill the bird feeder. We throw out peanuts to them. I mean, come on, crows, you could be a little appreciative, right? That's what I say. With that, back to you, Robert. Back to you, Haley. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Wendy. You are listening to Native Roots Radio. If you have been listening to the show, you are part of our resistance. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote, and free Leonard Peltier now.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, folks, enjoy your Labor Day weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday morning with a great lineup of guests, including Brittany Merlot and her forecast for the new week.
And the one and only Frank Hermans joins us to tell us about his new show, The Abrams Family. Da-da-da-da.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump's been talking about some relatively new things and old things while campaigning in western Pennsylvania, Johnstown.
We're going to get toxic chemicals out of our environment, and we're going to get them out of our food supply. We're going to get them out of our bodies. We'll get them out of our body, right? Right?
Mr. Trump said he'd vote against a Florida constitutional amendment to cement abortion rights in the state. A doctor accused